بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب ما جاء في صفه خبز رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The chapter that has come regarding the bread of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. What kind of bread did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم eat? عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت ما شبع آل محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من خبز الشعير يومين متتابعين حتى قبض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's family did not eat from barley bread 2 days in a row up until when the Prophet ﷺ was taken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet ﷺ actually lived mostly off dates and bread and rarely meat. And the Prophet ﷺ did not even have, the family of the Prophet ﷺ did not even have bread 2 days in a row. There was never 2 days in a row when the Prophet ﷺ's family had enough bread to fill their stomach. So just imagine, I mean, in this day and age, we go to the grocery store, and not only do we eat bread, but we choose French bread, Italian bread, Pakistani bread, Arabian bread, Afghani bread. You have 18 breads to choose from. And then you want a little bit of raisin in your bread, you want a little bit of cinnamon in your bread, so that doubles the number of choices. Then do you like Pepperidge Farm bread? Do you like Wonder bread? What bread do you like? So that increases your... So a whole aisle is bread. So in this day and age, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it so easy on us, and yet we'll still eat the bread and say, it doesn't taste right, it's old, it's too hard, it's too soft. It's just unfortunate, the state that we've entered. But I mean, how great the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam just highlights that, you know, the family of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not fill their stomach, yet you'd never hear a complaint. Never a complaint, because when you complain about something, you're in essence complaining about Allah. If you have a complaint about something, and if you complain against creation, then you are complaining against the Creator. If you criticize a painting, you're criticizing the painter, in essence, right? If you go there and say this painting is not correct, you've in essence criticized the painter. And when you criticize creation, you, from min wajhin, from the perspective, are criticizing the Creator. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was always thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سمعت أبا أمامة الباهلي يقول ما كان يفضل عن أهل بيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خبز الشعير. That there was never any leftover at the meals of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in the house of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم from bread. And this is because there was so little bread that everybody would eat and there would never be leftover. And beyond that, if there were any days when there was any leftover, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to have so many guests, and on top of that he had taken the responsibility of the people who lived in the masjid as well, that between them there would never be any excess food left over. So it shows that whenever there was food present, there was enough hunger in order to match the food. And Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يبيت الليالي المتتابعة طاويا وهو وأهله لا يجدون عشاء وكان أكثر خبزهم خبز الشعير. This is from Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to exist for days on end, or spend nights on end starving, hungry, him and his family, and they did not find dinner on so many days. And the majority of the bread of the Prophet ﷺ used to be barley bread. Again, this is the state of a true servant. The Prophet ﷺ not only did not have these blessings of food at certain times and not only remained hungry at times, but the beauty of it is that it was done with patience. That's the true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever state Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon them, they're happy with it. Why? Because they've remained a servant of Allah, and that's the essence. And so, the Prophet said, you know, if the Sahaba knew, they were wealthy Sahaba in Medina, and if they knew that the Prophet was hungry, don't you think that they would have brought him food? Don't you think they would have brought it to the family of the Prophet? But he never complained. He never said, I didn't eat last night, what did you eat? No. That's what Allah had given him, and that was how he was going to live. And this is part of his grandeur, that the Prophet ﷺ remained patient on these types of circumstances. عن سهل ابن سعد أنه قيل له أكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Akala, this is a question actually. Akala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an-nakiyya, ya'ni huwara. So somebody asked, did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ever eat fine grain flour? Meaning, did the Prophet ever have this very flour that's very, very finely grained and sifted? فَقَالَ سَحَلْ مَا رَأَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَنَّقِيَّ حَتَّى لَقِيَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. Then Sahal radiallahu anhu responds that the Prophet ﷺ never even saw fine sifted flour. Meaning, we didn't even have it at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. We were struggling to get even the coarse and rough flour. The Prophet ﷺ never had the opportunity to see this during his lifetime. فَقِيلَ لَهُ هَلْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ مَنَاجِرُ عَلَىٰ أَهْدِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Did you guys have at least sifted flour? Not fine flour. You know, we grind up our flour very, very fine. You have a seed, okay? Then you crack the shell of that seed, and in there is the grain. And one thing is to take the grain, okay, and then sift out the seed, because the seed is very difficult to digest, and it's difficult on the stomach. But so that's what he's asking. First he's asking, did you have that very, very fine ground flour that's highly processed? And they said, no, that didn't exist. The companion says, no, that didn't exist during the time of the Prophet ﷺ. The second question is, well, did you have the flour that at least was sifted away from the grain, where the shell was sifted away from the grain? So what does he say? قَالَ مَا كَانَتْ لَنَا مَنَاجِمْ. That we didn't even have that during the time of the Prophet ﷺ. It was said to him, كَيْفَ كُنْتُمْ تَصْنَعُونَ بِالشَّعِيرِ. Well then, how did you guys even use your flour? How did you cook with barley? قَالَ كُنَّا نَنْفَخُهُ فَيُطِيرُ مِنْهُ مَا طَارُ ثُمَّ نَعْجِنُ. So he said that what we used to do is we used to just crack the seed and take the grain, and then we used to blow. And just whatever we could get out with our breath, we got out from the shell. And then we used to make dough out of it. So whatever would fly from it would fly, and then there would still be this residual shell in the pile, but that we just used it, and we went ahead and made dough with it. So it shows the food that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to eat. And Anas ibn Malik قال ما أكل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على حيوان. Anas says the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not eat on a table. ولا في سكر رجا. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not eat on small plates. ولا خبز له مرققا. And bread was never made from, he was never made thin, fine bread. قال فكنت نقطادا فعلى ما كانوا يأكلون. So what did you guys used to eat on if you didn't eat on a table? قال على هذا السفر. We used to eat on this leather mat. So a couple sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number one, it's sunnah to eat on the floor. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in other ahadith has mentioned that I am a servant of Allah and I eat on the floor. So this is one of the means that he expressed his servanthood. The Prophet ﷺ in another hadith used to consider the table the way of the Ahl al-Kitab. That was another reason why he used to not eat on the table. The other thing that's in this hadith that's new is that the Prophet ﷺ did not eat on small plates. Now, what would they mean by small plates is individual plates. During the time of the Prophet ﷺ, what would happen is everybody, all the food would be put on one platter. And everybody would get together and eat from that central platter. In fact, this still happens in the Middle East. So that was the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, to share a platter. And the reason is severalfold. One is because that's how the barakah descends upon the food. The more hands that are in the plate, the more barakah there is. And also, the barakah descends upon the platter. And so this is the way that the Prophet ﷺ and the companions used to eat. And this is a great way to eat because there's tremendous barakah in food, and we'll talk about food and barakah in a subsequent chapter. Al-Masruq قال دخلت على عائشة فدعت لي بطعام. So this particular narrator says that I entered in the presence of Aisha رضي الله عنها and she called me for food. وقالت, and she said, ما أشبع من طعام فأشاء an abkiya illa baqid. So she says that I do not fill my stomach with food except that I start feeling like I should cry, and then I cry. Qal, kuntu lima. So I said, well, why? Why do you cry? Why do you cry when you fill your stomach with food? Qalat, adhkuru hal al-nabi sallallahu, adhkuru hal al-nabi faraka alayha rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-dunya. والله ما شبع من خبز ولحم مرتين في يوم. So she says, I remember the state in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this world. He never filled his stomach with bread and meat twice in one day. So she felt ashamed that she's filling her stomach, yet during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were not able to fill their stomachs. And so this is why Aisha radiallahu anha cried when she used to fill her stomach. And she says every single time she filled her stomach, illa baqid, except that she would cry. And Anas qal, ma akala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala khiwan. Anas radiallahu an, the servant of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years, says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not eat on a table. Wala akala khubzan muraqqaqan hatta mat. And the Prophet ﷺ never ate fine bread, thin fine bread, up until the time that he passed away.